Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Sometimes in the legislative process, we experience a rare moment of clarity when the gloves come off, the veil's been raised, the nuanced rhetoric goes away, and plain, unadulterated, painful truth is spoken. Such was the case yesterday, not once, but twice, and the result was an immediate social media firestorm. It all began in a committee hearing before the Virginia House of Delegates. Delegate Kathy Tran was testifying on her bill to legalize late-term, third-trimester abortions. When cornered and then pressed, Tran, after unsuccessfully dodging the questions, finally told the truth when given the scenario of a woman in labor and dilating moments before the natural birth of a full-term baby. She was asked if her bill, which allows for abortion through the end of pregnancy for nearly any reason, would allow for the baby in the scenario above to be aborted just moments before being delivered. Tran hesitated, then said, quote, "My bill would allow that. Yes," end quote. Finally, the truth was spoken in public and on camera, and in this day of YouTube and social media, the video predictably went viral. Abortion providers such as Planned Parenthood, who began years ago by saying the fetus wasn't really human, and then pivoted to say they wanted abortions to be safe, rare, and legal, had just been outed. We're no longer talking about safe, rare, and legal. We're now talking about legalizing the killing of kids at the moment of birth for a reason as subjective as the mental health of the mother. It wasn't stated quietly or with shame. It was proclaimed matter-of-factly by the sponsor of the bill. As I said, the truth was spoken not once, but twice. Later in the day, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam defended the bill, saying this would only be done in the rarest of cases, such as with a child with a severe physical deformity. But that's not what the bill says, and it's not what the bill sponsor said. She said a full-term child in the process of being born could be aborted moments before delivery for a reason as subjective as the mental health of the mother. Thank goodness the bill ultimately failed, but that was not the case 2 weeks ago when the state of New York passed a similar bill on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. In that case, Governor Cuomo signed the bill after the New York Senate gave it a standing ovation upon passage. And as if that wasn't enough, the governor put an exclamation point on the celebration by ordering that One World Trade Center be lit up pink in honor of the bill's passage. All of this begs one question. Have we lost our collective mind? Thankfully, the answer is no. Only 13% of Americans approve of late-term abortions, but that may change. The veil has been raised and all the cards are now on the table. Organizations like Planned Parenthood want an abortion made legal right up to the moment of delivery. Period. Paragraph. At the Montana Family Foundation, we publicly and proudly proclaim every day before the legislature that all life is sacred and kids are a gift from God. A gift that should be protected from the moment of conception. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.